Brett Grady from the Eastern Leg of the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour. I talked to him about 8:50 a.m. this morning from my home in Mahomet, Illinois, then made my way to Decatur for the Farm Progress Show media event that started at 10 a.m. and now it's about 10:20, and we're joined by Chip Flory. He's on the Western Leg of the Midwest Crop Tour for Pro Farmer, and I think he's headed to Redfield, Iowa or Missouri.
Yeah, Redfield, Iowa. Yep, we just crossed over I-80 on our third day of touring out here on the Western Leg, making our way up the Western 3 crop districts of Iowa today. Going to end up in Spencer, Iowa tonight.
And what have you seen so far this morning?
This is, I'm really just getting started because we made our way over to the central part of the state before we turned to the north. But over Union County, Madison County, we're seeing some issues with this corn crop that I knew that it wasn't going to be an awesome crop, but when you drive by it, you look at it, you think, you know what, that's really a pretty good corn crop. You get in there and there's all kinds of problems. All of it goes right back to the planting time. The emergence issues are significant. The last field that I was in, we had corn that was already in the late milk to very early doe stage, and we were also looking at ear shoots out there that hadn't pollinated. So the emergence is unbelievably scattered across some of these fields out here, and that's going to cause some big problems when we're trying to build a yield. It's a worse issue than what I anticipated in the fields that I've been in here so far this morning, and I only anticipate as we move north that it's going to continue as is, if not get worse.
By comparison, what did the crop in Nebraska look like yesterday, and how'd your numbers turn out?
It's a crop that's got moisture stress on it, but hey, it's Nebraska. You expect to see that. The thing that maybe concerned me the most was the irrigated yield. It didn't really build that big irrigated yield that you'd like to see in Nebraska. And again, the reason for that, I think, goes right back to the planting season. We kind of forget about how tough the planting season was on corn, though, and it's when it's up and it's looking good, but you didn't feel there's gaps, there's hoops, there's all kinds of things that the guys were planting into less than ideal conditions and were hurrying to get it done because there was probably rain in the forecast.
And what did your final numbers and tally look like from Nebraska?
Yeah, we ended up with an average corn yield out of Nebraska of 155 bushels per acre, and that was up 17.6% from last year. But when you compare it to the three-year average, we're up just 4.7%. Yeah, the pod counts in Nebraska, we were sitting at 1,140 when we wrapped things up. That was up 27.3% from last year. But don't forget, last year was the drought crop. The thing that maybe concerns me is that the pod count is actually 2% below the three-year average, which includes last year's really low pod count. So that bean crop in Nebraska, it's a good crop. It's far from a great crop. We can't forget that Nebraska can knock it out of the park and hit a 52 or 53 for a state average bean yield. And this year, USDA put them at 47 bushels per acre on August 1. That seems like a pretty good number, and it's got the opportunity to get that. We just need a little time for the bean crop and some rain.
Thanks so much, Chip. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Sounds great, Todd. Thanks.